Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the show Live, a Unica Radio podcast. Thank you for joining in. My name is Anastas Levičiūtė. I am your host, and today I will be talking with Julija Baublinskaitė, a student, volunteer, and human rights activist from Lithuania. I am very excited to talk with Julija today because her volunteering experience is quite different from the experience that we usually hear about on the live show. Julija will tell us about the importance of local volunteering and helping your own communities. So, Julija, welcome to the show, and please introduce yourself.
Hi. Well, I think you introduced me quite well already. I mostly introduce myself as a human rights activist because I think that is the most important part of my everyday work to me. And ask me your questions. I'm excited to answer them.
I will. So when did you start volunteering and what motivated you to do it?
I think I started volunteering in school in 10th grade, maybe when I was about 15 or 16. And initially I just volunteered in like separate events, in like festivals and stuff, because I wanted to see what goes on behind the scenes in those events. And also, you know, getting a free pass to the event is a bonus. And then eventually through the years, it grew into more long-term volunteering in organizations. I think when I was 18, I joined the national LGBT organization in Lithuania. I started volunteering there. And it was sort of like a gateway into those other long-term volunteering experiences. And I think I chose that organization specifically as my first, longer experience because it was a topic that was very important to me because I am queer myself. And I wanted to put my efforts and my time into something that I see as very important, both to myself and to society in general.
Okay, and I know that since then, your volunteering experience has expanded to like so many different projects, organizations, events, festivals. Could you tell me what do you do now? What are your main projects, organizations? Where do you volunteer and how do you spend your time?
Well, I think the main organization that I volunteer in is another human rights organization, a student one. It's called Betikečių in Lithuanian, or No Labels, or Without Labels in English. The bulk of my volunteering, of my activism really goes on there, and it's related to this specific organization. I just finished my term as the leader, as the chair of the organization. And other than that, I am pursuing various positions right now in LGBT activism as well. For example, I am interested in this queer archive initiative that is being organized in my city, in Vilnius. And I want to join the archive and hopefully to help preserve queer history in Lithuania specifically, because there's not much of that. I think those are the main things. And then, you know, there are tons and tons of tiny projects that I just come up with or that I see my friends and my colleagues participating in, and I just join here and there.
Now we will have a short break with a song, and I will see you after. Welcome back to the show live. I'm speaking with Yulia about her volunteering experience. And you said that you describe yourself first as a human rights activist. And do you think that volunteering is like an important tool towards advancing human rights? And why do you think yes or no?
I think that definitely it is one of the most important things in all activism and human rights activism, especially because, well, unfortunately, human rights is a topic that is not well much talked about and usually ignored in politics, in general society. People don't really want to do any work with that on their own. You know, they, of course, it would be lovely if we all got paid and there were like job opportunities to advance human rights, but there isn't much of that. And so I think that without volunteering, there just simply wouldn't be any activism. Because, yeah, most activists who I know don't get paid to do this. We just, we decide that a topic is important to us, and then we put our time in that topic for free.
Could you tell me more about which topics are the most important to you regarding human rights, and which topics do you work towards?
Well, the main one is LGBTQ plus rights, because as I said, I'm part of the community myself. And lately I've been trying to focus on trans issues specifically, because I think that especially in Lithuania and all over the world as well, trans people's issues are just ignored and not talked about even to a bigger extent than the queer community, communities in general. So I want to bring those issues and those experiences to light. And then also I've been more and more interested in climate activism because, first of all, the climate crisis is happening and there's no really way to escape it. So we need to do something about it. But then I also discovered recently like many, many ways in which the climate crisis affects human rights as well. And a lot of human rights issues stem from the climate crisis and from like various natural disasters. Since I discovered that connection between the climate activism and human rights activism, I just kept getting more and more into climate activism.
Most of the people interviewed on this show have had international volunteering experience, but your experience is local. So why do you think that local volunteering is important, and would you consider ever like going abroad, volunteer on a project, like in another way?
Well, maybe starting from the second half of the question, I don't know really, but I am leaning towards saying no, that I wouldn't go abroad to volunteer, partly because I'm just a very sedentary person. I value my home and both my physical home and my city and my country. So I think it would be a bit too jarring and scary for me to go abroad for a long time. But then another reason, which I suppose ties in with why local activism is important to me, is that I think, well, there's this saying in Lithuanian, which roughly translates to that you should clean your own yard first before going somewhere else. And I think that statement, that belief applies here as well, because we definitely have a lot of unresolved issues and questions here that would benefit from people volunteering and you know, trying to better the situation in Lithuania. So that's why I think that local volunteering is invaluable. And of course, if other people, like for example, people from other countries came here and decided to also join the local organizations, that would be lovely. And I think that should be encouraged. But I also hope that people who live here are Lithuanians. Join more organizations and volunteer more, because you know, who else is going to do it eventually? Like when you think about it, if we like if three people from abroad come, that's wonderful, but that's three people, and I'm sure that we could get 10 people who live here. So you know,
now we will have another musical break and I will see you after. Welcome back to the podcast live, where I'm speaking with volunteer and human rights activist Yulia.
I also wanted to ask you regarding your experience, like maybe what is the best part of volunteering? What is the worst part? And could you describe like one experience maybe that was the most challenging or like the most crazy or something like that?
Well, the best part is, I think, the sense of purpose that volunteering gives you. Because at least to me, it's very important to have a purpose in life and to feel like I am, I'm not just existing, that I am doing something meaningful. And volunteering definitely gives me that feeling. Because I know that I am not doing this for like any gain. I'm not doing it for money, obviously, and thus I know that you know I'm doing this because it is important to me and that I'm helping people. Hopefully, so yeah, it helps me sort of anchor myself in life. And then the worst or the most challenging part is perhaps the workload and this sense of responsibility, because at least in human rights activism and volunteering, you always have this sense that if you don't do something, then nobody will, because there are so like few people working on this and so few people who have the means to work on it. Because you know, if you are, for example, trying to simply survive, trying to you know, work and have enough money to put the food on the table, then you will not volunteer and you will not, you know, become a human rights activist probably. So there's always this sense that if I don't do something, nobody will, and then those issues will not get resolved. And that sometimes becomes very tiring because you feel like you can never rest, like no rest for the wicked and no rest for the volunteers. So, you know, I think we would all benefit from a healthier relationship between like that sense of responsibility, which I think is good, and just rest. And then the most challenging experience, though I don't know, I think perhaps it would be that one time when me and well, people from the organization that I mentioned, New Labels, we organized a queer festival, and it was to date, I think, the biggest scale event that we have organized. And the catch is that we made it happen in a month and a half. We just kind of sat down, decided that we're going to do it, and then we did it. And spent countless nights just not sleeping, looking at that Excel spreadsheet with all of the things that need to be done. Like, I truly felt by the end of it like I was marrying that Excel spreadsheet, because I would wake up and just, you know, turn on my computer, open up the Excel spreadsheet, and just go through it every single day. So that was definitely very, very challenging, just because it was so tiring and so stressful, but then also the most rewarding, because I think that we truly created a really fun event, and a really meaningful event, which like allowed us to create a community of people who feel welcome and who feel comfortable, and then yeah, it was really rewarding to see that, you know, all this time and effort that we put into this thing is paying off. And even if we don't get a salary for it, we still get that feeling that we did something.
All right. And I also wanted to ask about your plans for the future. From what you have said, it doesn't sound like you're planning to retire from volunteering anytime soon, but maybe like a break is in the picture. Like, what are your plans?
Well, I hope that there will be some sort of a break, because I've been going nonstop for a long time. But yeah, as I mentioned, I want to get involved with the Queer Archive. In Vilnius. I also am planning to perhaps join and will help with the organization of this lesbian festival that's happening in at the end of July, which is also, it's not paid, it's just solely community organized initiative, which has been going on for 10 years, I believe. It's called the Sappho Festival. So yeah, I think I'm going to get involved with that. And then when the summer ends, and hopefully I get a few days off in the summer, I am actually going to Istanbul as part of a study exchange program, which, well, I know that I said that I'm a very sedentary person. So this is a big challenge for me, but yeah, I'm going to spend half a year there and hopefully get involved in some volunteering there as well.
Okay, thank you, Julia. It was very, very interesting to hear about your volunteering experiences. And thank you for listening to this episode of the show live. Don't forget to join in for the next episode, and see you soon.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.